Lynch began her testimony Wednesday pledging the Constitution will be her lodestar as she exercises the power and responsibility of the position of U.S. Attorney General. And her family is her foundation. Seated behind her dad Lorenzo, a fourth-generation Baptist preacher, he carried her on his shoulders in the early 60s as he opened his Greensboro church to those planning sit-ins and marches.
Now, I recognize that we face many challenges in the years ahead. But I have seen in my own life and in my own family how dedicated men and women can answer the call to achieve great things for themselves, for their country, and for generations to come. My father, that young minister who carried me on his shoulders, has answered that call, as has my mother, that courageous young teacher who refused to let Jim Crow define her. Standing with them are my uncles and cousins who served in Vietnam, one of whom is here to support me today, and my older brother, a Navy SEAL, all of whom answered that call with their service to our country.
Lynch said she still stands on her dad's shoulders and on the shoulders of all those who dreamed of making the promise of America a reality for all. She said if confirmed, she would focus on combating terrorism and cybercrime. She said she'd protect the vulnerable from criminal predators. Lynch was grilled by senators on immigration policies, voter ID laws, drugs, the criminal justice system, and solitary confinement. If approved, Loretta Lynch would become the first black female U.S. Attorney General. She would replace Eric Holder, who announced his resignation in September after leading the Justice Department for 6 years. Lynch is widely expected to win confirmation, if only because Republicans are so eager for Holder's tenure to end. He's been a lightning rod for conservative criticism, clashing with Republicans and becoming the first sitting attorney general held in contempt of Congress. At one point, John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, Majority Whip, said the challenge when people come to D.C. is they become politicians, masquerading as law enforcement officials.
Just stipulate, you're not Eric Holder, are you?
No, I'm not, sir.
So no one's suggesting that you are, but of course, Attorney General Holder's record is heavy on our minds now. And I agree with the chairman about his concerns when the Attorney General refers to himself as the president's wingman, suggesting that he is not does not exercise independent legal judgment as the chief law enforcement officer for the country.
That exchange shows the context of the hearing, which was less about Lynch than about Holder and his closeness with Obama. Several of the more conservative committee members were frustrated as they tried to draw Lynch into criticism of Obama or Holder. Here's Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, unrelenting in his questioning of whether Lynch, if confirmed, would be independent from Obama.
There has been nothing I have been able to ask you that has yielded any answer suggesting any limitations whatsoever on the authority of the president. That does not augur well for this committee's assessment of your willingness to stand up to the president when the Constitution and the laws so require. Do you agree with that characterization?
Senator, as I've indicated before, I believe that the role of the Attorney General is to provide their most objective, well-researched, independent legal advice to the President or any agency who may come before them with a request for an opinion. And where there is a legal basis for the request being made, to indicate so, but where there is not, to also tell the President or any other executive agency that what they are asking for is not within the framework of the law. I believe that that's the role of the Attorney General. I believe the Attorney General must represent the people of the United States. And should I be so fortunate as to be confirmed, they will be my client and they will be my first thought.
The they that you refer to as your client, I just for clarification, to whom did the they refer? I'm sorry.
It referred to the American people.
Democrats took issue with the GOP focus on Obama and Holder. Senator Patrick Leahy, the Judiciary Committee ranking member from Vermont, said Barack Obama is not the nominee. Eric Holder is not the nominee. That may come as a surprise, he said, to some who heard the questions. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.